Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Police are appealing for witnesses as they investigate a crash tragedy in Perth's north. A 50-year-old woman has died after her Hyundai i30 collided with a Transperth bus and caught fire in Warwick. It happened around 8 o'clock this morning along Warwick Road. One of three dogs in the woman's car died at the scene. The bus driver and her passengers weren't injured. Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti is urging the State School Teachers Union to work with the government to get the best deal for its members. Teachers are set to walk off the job for half the day tomorrow as they fight for better pay and conditions.
We're happy to continue to engage. We've got an offer on the table, but honestly, there's no need to strike. We've been very positive, engaged. Let's work together to improve, as I said, not only wages, but also the conditions out there in the workforce.
The woman accused of killing three people with poison mushrooms is willing to wait in custody for more than a year if it means her case is heard near her Victorian hometown. Court backlogs could push Erin Patterson's hearing to next year, forcing a lengthy wait. The judge highlighted the delay, but will decide next month if the case moves to Melbourne for a faster resolution. Canning Bridge has been flagged as Perth's newest ferry stop as the government steps up plans for a potential expansion of the Swan River service. It's setting aside $2 million in the state budget for a feasibility study that will consider residential and tourism options. In sport, Dockers ruckman Sean Darcy is confident the club can get back to its best after last week's Derby defeat. He says after a lengthy review, there's a lot they need to focus on ahead of Saturday's clash with the Bulldogs.
We're pretty disappointed. Got beat pretty comprehensively in the contest. So, yeah, it was a pretty long review. There was some things that we didn't like and we didn't get right.
While the Eagles will front the tribunal tomorrow to challenge a one-match ban handed to Tom Barras. He was cited for rough conduct against Dockers forward Michael Walters.